chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know?
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade and brought to school.
Oh, yeah. Now, you all wouldn't do that, would you? Bring in
me and him and this other fool aside.
You know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, down to the schoolyard. Hey, all right, y'all. This is Boy Howdy. Yeah, I want to flip them headphones around, which are really a nice kind of addition here. Yeah, they're like, they fit my head, which is something. That's saying something, I'm telling you. I'll tell you what. All right, anyway, enough with that hemming and hawing. This here is Boy Howdy, and you're listening to the Hacienda here on KillRadio.org. And, yeah, of course, you know, without any surprise, I started things off listening to the Mekons. That was Dream, Dream, Dream. It's off of Hello, Cruel World. In the background, we're listening to Roger Miller doing Chug-a-Lug. Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-Lug. And we're going to see how many times I can say and during this show. And at the same time, you know, it's... no, I can't do that. Sorry. I was going to say something mean about something that I saw and heard this last weekend, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be nice. Instead, I'm going to play you this song here by Catholic Discipline here on Hacienda, killradio.org. Oh, wait. Hold on. Maybe I want to do something like... Yeah. Put up the volume.
For your fucking salvation, although you don't deserve it. We're Catholic discipline, and we're a fun band if you're in that kind of mood. Catholic
I'm gonna Crushing little flowers, I'm just grind in my sleep, the golden one that's left in a bowl of gold made.
The dying left, don't seem to grow it. Precious half minutes left for my fingers. The dying left, don't seem to grow it. Can't hold on when they see what's coming. The dying before love's not going for the daddy back or showing. Those are
and it's too fast. Go slow, and if there's peace, settle up. It's alright, 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 it's alright. That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it.
I'm just like overwhelmed by how much music I have at my disposal. And yeah, okay. JK, I'm sure that last set maybe sounded a little bit strange to you all, but I apologize for that. And yeah, I'll try to do better in the future. Yes, so what did I play in that last set? You ask. Well, I ended things up with a little band called Chick 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 doing their little funky thing called Feel Good Hit of the Fall. Not to be confused with the Marky Smith Band, as far as I know, but yeah, the ahead of that we heard from the Red Hearts doing pirate radio. That goes out to, you folks down in San Diego facing all that effed up stuff from the FCC, where the only thing missing is you. Yes. Yes, I'm politicking here. Ahead of that, we heard from Art Brute doing modern art. How ironic. Yes? No? Before that, we heard from the Flesh Eaters doing The Hammer Hits the Nail. And at the top of the set, Catholic Discipline brought us Whip Them, Lord. They deserve it. Yes, we do. From Catholic Discipline, we deserve everything we get. Yes. In the background, we're listening to Calexico doing Across the Wire. Ah, God, I love them. They are the band that I would like to have play at my nuptial celebration ceremony. Yes, so, collections can be sent care of boyhowdy at killradio.org. And, if you send me $100, you get an invite. I promise. All right, anyway, not that that's coming up anytime soon, but what will be coming up soon is some more music here on the Hacienda, killradio.org.
With no show of heart, you think it'd be crazy to watch it all fall apart. Oh, watch it all fall apart.
Later. Down by the harbor where they're waiting just to pick you clean. I saw a sign that said drink for green, orange, bright, white, and then green. I was only trying to get some fun out of life. Yeah, only trying to get some fun out of life. But a woman on the stage sang a song down deep and low, entitled "Treat Me Nice, Baby, All the Finest Seats We Belong." I never found out what a name is. Yeah, she never told me what it is, but that launched a thousand late nights. She's burning money like cheap tobacco just to watch it light. And it really doesn't matter. Here and now, no, of course it doesn't matter, but up 7 years later, I forget the rest. My pocket's empty and a sign tattooed on my chest. It's written there in letters, orange, bright, white, and then green. It said, bury my heart at a place called Pier 13.
countryer than thou. Countryer than thou. You wasn't raised in a shack, so you better not act so. Countryer than thou.
Hey.
Don't understand. If you come from where the kudzu grows.
Oh, yeah. Well, it might help if I, like, plug my earphones. These earphones are so good that, wherever I have them plugged into, that's what I can hear. It's pretty much nothing else. So, you know, it doesn't really help if I plug them into the wrong jack and then I start talking to the microphone. Ah, yes. You know, I could edit that out of the archive version of this show, but will I now? I don't think so. Okay, so we ended up that set listening to the Magnetic Fields doing two characters in search of a country song. And
that's a word. I would not have.
Yeah. Ahead of that, we heard from the Flaming Stars with Bury My Heart at Pier 13. That's off of the 6 John Peel sessions by the Flaming Stars. And, man, what a great collection. And that does definitely go out to Humberto, who turned me on to the Flaming Stars. Ahead of that, we heard from Mission of Burma with Academy Fight Song. The Planet The brought us You Absorb My Vision. You know what? That's not what I played, and I can't remember what exactly I played, but I recommend going and checking out The Planet There. They're kind of a fun-sounding band. And, a little bit bent in their orientation, so, yeah, I'm into them. Ahead of that, we heard from The Cramps with Call of the Wig Hat. Yes, and in the background, we are listening to Robbie Foulkes with Countryer Than Thou. That's off of Georgia Hard. I reckon you're going to be hearing a fair amount from this record in the coming weeks. It's taken me a moment or two to get this. But, I'm enjoying it. You know, almost as much as the W does. Now, that's irony for you. Yes? No? Maybe? I don't know. Maybe I'll pontificate on it some other time here on the Hacienda. But for now, we're just going to listen to some more music. And cruise on through the last 15 minutes. The last 15 minutes. In preparation of Consigne here on killradio.org.
that's not so far away, and I'll be there. Angel, when did you come down? You come down from heaven. Tell me when. Was it yesterday or the week before or whenever it was, but you're here. And I love you. Yes, I love you. I love you.
Folks, it's getting to be about that time.
Only what the dumb brute could bear.
We are closing in.
You are carrying a coffin.
We're carrying the coffin toward 10 o'clock, which means it's coming up time for a coin scene and means that the Hacienda is just about over. But I just want to let you know what I've been playing here, and, you know, maybe you'll write it down and go find it and turn yourself on. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say don't rely on me, because, hey, I love turning you on. I do. It means a great deal to me. At the end of that set, we listened to Slow Dazzle, the song Fleur de Lis. That's from the view from the floor, Slow Dazzle, they are members of Mendoza Line who are putting the finishing touches on their next release, which you will, of course, hear right here. Before that, we heard from Kevin Coyne, and that is from One Day in Chicago with John Langford and the Pine Valley Cosmonauts. That was the last album that Kevin Coyne recorded before, unfortunately, leaving us here on this earth to be so alone without him. For those not familiar, Kevin Coyne was the guy that the Doors approached about replacing Jim Morrison right after Jim Morrison died. And yeah, Kevin had the class to say, well, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah, you should definitely check out the long and illustrious career of Kevin Coyne. And maybe even start with that one particular track. Before that, we heard from The Cure, going back to Three Imaginary Boys with Grinding Halt. And we started off the set with what I think is, yeah, easily the best...
Whisper.
The best live act in Los Angeles going these days, and that's the Meishi with Heartbeeps off of their latest of the same name. In the background, we are listening to Johnny Dowd from Cemetery Shoes, the song Whisper in an Ag's Ear. Hey, I got 10 seconds, which means this is the end of the Hacienda on KillRadio.org.